That's the biggest Palestinian flag on the street. How'd it get here?
It's a long story. We got to get rid of the Zionists first.
Can you say why you're here?
I'm supporting the Palestinian movement.
And what's special about today?
You know, today is marking the last Friday of Ramadan, and we all try to be one voice for Palestine. This nation has been under oppression for many, many years, and it's coming time, you know, to get together and be one voice for it.
Palestinian solidarity has been one of the reasons Israel has been unable to suppress and defeat them. Brutalize them, yes, but they haven't defeated them. And it's why Israel, in my opinion, will lose.
That is very true. They might have, you know, the heaviest weapons, but in their heart they know that they're not right. And always right will be the victorious at the end.
Have you lived in Gaza or Palestine?
No, I have not. No.
Why you're here? What's special about today?
Oh,
we're in front of the Israeli consulate.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure about what's special about today. I just came out. This is the first protest I've been to, and then I'm just like really upset by what's going on in Palestine and want to show solidarity.
Okay. And your sense of the strength of the Palestinian community and the fact that after 6 months of brutalization and so much loss of life, they have not given up, and that Israel is failing and destroying itself?
Yeah, I'm really impressed by the strength of the Palestinian community, and I think the resilience, yeah.
Okay. Are you Palestinian yourself?
No, I'm not. No. Yeah.
And what do you think about our policy, the U.S. policy, Biden's policy, that has enabled the continuation of the killing with the weapons and the, up until recently, political support?
Yeah, I agree that it's genocidal, yeah.
On the part of the United States?
Yeah, supporting genocide, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And do many of the people you know also share that thought, or is there controversy?
Amongst the people I know, most people share that thought, yeah. Everybody, I think. Yeah, most people, yeah. Okay.
Any other thoughts?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, how are you? How are you, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm, every day is, you know, I wake up and as I'm getting out of bed, I prepare myself for the stress of checking out the morning news. It's just this 6 months of this, you know, I was one of those naive people who thought, you know, when the first ceasefire happened in December, I thought, oh, they can't, this next round of killing can't last as long as that first round. And now it's three times as long.
It would not have lasted without seeing support from the Biden administration. Your thoughts about Biden committing suicide for Zionism?
Yeah, Biden has decided to do a replay of Hubert H. Humphrey, you know, where the election was, you know, if you remember, Lyndon Baines Johnson had the greatest margin of victory of any president ever, and 4 years later, because of the genocide that he carried out in Vietnam. And his successor, who continued to carry carried that bloody banner, he went down to defeat against, you know, a complete maniac, Richard Nixon. But you know what could Richard? I mean, Richard Nixon attempted to do even more damage than Johnson had done, but he just continued the genocide. But It is. You know, I agree with the congressman, the Palestinian congressman from Minnesota. I mean, from Michigan. He said, "I don't want Trump, but I can't ignore genocide. I can't vote for him."
More and more people seem to be sharing that same view. No choice between the main candidates, then there's no reason to vote for genocide. We don't know what Trump will do, even though people are afraid, but we know what has been done.
I would say the Republicans, Trump is, of course, you can't take that man's word for anything. But given what he did, his embrace of Netanyahu, you know, from 2016 to 2020, I'm pretty confident that the bombs would keep flowing from the U.S. to Israel if he were to get elected this year.
He's embraced a lot of women that he's left behind too. So say something about the Democratic National Convention, which is coming to Chicago in
August. We're out here today, actually, making sure that all of the movement forces know about this. We're having a national conference next week. We've already got 200 people registered for it. I'm sure we'll have 300 there. They're coming from mostly cities around the Midwest and campuses around the Midwest. We do have some representation from East Coast and West Coast groups, but you know, we're confident that the march is going to be tens of thousands of people, and we're going to. We're going to show the world that the people in Chicago, the movement here, rejects this genocidal campaign, that, you know, this genocidal war, and we won't support a Democratic candidate. You know, we won't support Biden, and you know, we're gonna confront him, and the whole world is going to be watching. To make the point, I don't know. Actually, on a completely separate point, did you see that John Sinclair died a couple of days ago?
Nixon was freaked out about John Sinclair.
Yes, I did know that. I knew that, but the other thing was that Sinclair was the manager for a band called the MC5, the Motor City Five, and when, you know, the Yippies and SDS and the Moab were planning the protests in Chicago, when they began their organizing, they had such a head of steam that they actually got Mick Jagger to say that he would come to Chicago to play. And then when Daly made it clear that anybody who stepped foot in Chicago was going to be met with billy clubs, the Stones backed out. So the only rock band that played at the protest in the Democratic Convention was the Motor City Five from Detroit. They had one hit called Kick Out the Jams, which was very appropriate. But John Sinclair was their manager. So, you know, that's when I saw Amy Goodman this morning, she had a bit about the passing of Sinclair, and she had the MC5 playing Kick Out the Jams as the background music for the story.
There's so much that connects then to now, and the support of this country of genocidal policies, imperialism in pursuit of a racist suppression of aspiring peoples around the world who merely want to say how their lives are organized, not be subjects to the United States or Britain or Israel.
The U.S. is threatened. Imperialism as a system is threatened by those countries that want independence, those people who want liberation. They're threatened by that because their system relies on everybody, every country, every nation in the world being in absolute, you know, deference to them. Any resistance terrifies them, because you know, they've actually, they know history. They saw what happened when the people of Asia, Africa, and Latin America, you know, rose up and cast off colonialism. It had a ripple effect, that, you know, and they've been trying to put the genie back in the bottle for the last 50 years. But now they're even more desperate because there are economies large enough, like China, you know, like the BRICS nations, that they could actually be a counterweight to U.S. imperialism and their allies. So all of these nations that are rising up, you know, Palestine is the most dynamic, the most militant, but they're inspiring all the other peoples of the Middle East, and it's spreading. It's spreading to all the other countries where people are denied, you know, self-determination and independence. This is like 1968.
And Palestine has the natural resources that could make it independent society that not only educates itself and provides for dignity for itself, but to share its wealth. I mean, it's got massive wealth in the Mediterranean as well as strategic location.
Yeah, Palestine, the Palestinians would not be a poor people. But that's the next stage in their history, and I believe they will be free, because Israel has, I think, essentially written its obituary with this. This is, you know, I'm gonna speak here today, and I'm gonna remind them that 12 years ago, the first time I spoke at one of the Quds Day protests with these folks, that I said Israel is living on stolen land and borrowed time, and their debt has come back. There's no more time. This is the last struggle, the final struggle. Israel will not survive this. Thank God.
Zionism has poisoned Israel, Judaism, and threatens not only its existence, but it threatens the United States as well through its distortion of the electoral process. What are your thoughts on that?
So Israel's not the, and Zionism is not the source of the fanaticism in this country. It's a 70-year-old source of fanaticism. The fanaticism here began with the genocide of the indigenous, the enslavement of the Africans, the conquering of Mexico. We've been living inside of this our whole lives, but they were making enough money, you know, for many years that they could sustain, they could buy off a section of the population who believed in their lies about, you know, the greatness of this country. That's coming apart as well. You know, the U.S. empire is crumbling around our ears, and I'm, you know, my wish at this point at age 65 is, when I was 18, my revolutionary friends, we said we're gonna, you know, back in the 70s, we said we're gonna make a revolution in our lifetimes. I'm 65. I'm in pretty good health. I mean, I've got this cane now, but I intend to stick around and see the end of this regime as well. Israel first, Washington after that. I am supposed to be speaking, I got to go. I'll talk to you soon.
Would you mind saying why you're here? Your sign says Veterans Demand Ceasefire.
Correct. So I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, and I left as a conscientious objector. I'm here today outside the Israeli consulate office in Chicago to object to Israel's genocidal actions that are taking place in Gaza, and the United States, both militarily and through funding the United States' complicity in the genocide that is occurring in Gaza.
Have you been to many previous demonstrations?
Yes, I have. Every week.
And how long were you in the service in the military? I don't know who it serves except maybe corporations, but...
Yeah, service is not the term I would use any longer. I worked for the United States Navy and was active duty for a little over 4 years.
And you, at some point toward the end, decided to be a conscientious objector?
Correct.
And what was your job in the...
So I was a hospital corpsman. And specifically, my specialty was mental health.
And did you find opportunity to use that specialty? And who would you use it on, or for? You use it for someone, not necessarily on someone.
Yeah. Maybe getting at probably what you're more interested in is that I was deployed to work in the prisons in Guantanamo Bay. And it was after my experience of working in the prisons in Gitmo that are still there, still inhumanely confining people without any formal procedures. It's indefinite detention. And so after my time there, I did a lot of processing about the factors that led me to be there. And that's when I ultimately decided to become a conscientious objector.
And could you talk about some of the people you served with and what their thoughts were? I'm asking, did you find other people troubled by what they were asked to do in the name of this country when I think probably you joined up originally to do good?
Yes. I mean, I would say I've found even more people through the veterans organization that I'm a part of, About Face Veterans Against the War. And we have a membership of, you know, a few thousand people. And so these are all veterans, post-9/11 veterans, who have all come to the conviction that the U.S. military actions in the world are doing more harm than good. That they did join up in hopes, at best case, hopes of doing something good in the world. And we, who've joined this organization, are making a public statement that we believe we were not a force for good in the world. We're, in fact, a force for harm in the world. And so as an organization, we now stand to counter the messaging that the U.S. military is a positive force in the world.
Your thoughts about currently there's an active duty Air Force man who's demonstrating in front of the White
yes.
House and
Larry Hebert. Yes. Larry is doing a very commendable thing, something that we invite all active duty personnel to do. And also it's noteworthy that what Larry is doing is not violating the Department of Defense, so-called Department of Defense regulations. So he is participating as he has the right to do in protest. He's not doing so in uniform. He's doing so while on leave. And so he has every right to be doing that. I absolutely commend Larry for what he's doing and will continue to encourage and support him in any way that we can, as well as any other active duty members that are taking a similar position and are speaking out against the war crimes that the U.S. is supporting.
And then Aaron Bushnell, who gave the greatest sacrifice and most clearly thought out statement of why he did what he did. Do you care to say some thoughts about him? I know that Larry said that, I heard an interview that he was moved.
Yes, I was.
I see you.
Yes, I'm deeply moved as well, and that's my hesitation. Not that I'm not keenly aware of.
We're human.
Yes.
And so was Aaron.
Yes. Yes, he was. And I think he stood for the best of humanity in doing what he did to sacrifice himself for the cause of Palestinian liberation. So absolutely I'm moved by what he did, as are many others. If I hadn't been able to get out as a conscientious objector, I don't know what action I might have taken to be able to reconcile myself to the actions I participated in and trying to take accountability and set right for the harm that I was involved in committing. And so, while I'm saddened that Aaron felt he had no other recourse but to take that action, I'm also very deeply grateful for what he did.
Have explained. expose the true nature of the Zionists and imperialists as genocidal warmongers. This resistance taking place all across Palestine, but also in the region, emanating from Iran to Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, is creating a new global situation. The mass protests in Egypt and Jordan show that despite the complicity of their governments, the Arab people will never abandon Palestine. And neither will we. The mass movement for Palestine across this country continues to shake the Biden administration and the ruling class. It forces us to consider the question, what if the people were in power?
We are proof that if the people were in power, there would be no U.S.-Israeli genocide. We are proof that we do not consent to billions of our dollars being sent to genocide. No genocide in our name, no apartheid in our name, no occupation in our name, no aid to Israel in our name. Only a free Palestine from the river to the sea in our name. Free Palestine!
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 Thank you. Now I'd like to invite Rabbi Feldman from Nutria Karta up.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. We are here today in downtown Chicago in observance of the International Quds Day, where millions of people across the globe stand up and remember Al-Quds Jerusalem and protest the ongoing occupation of Palestine. The importance of this year is way more than in previous years. Unfortunately, we are witnessing this genocide going on already for 6 months, where masses of innocent men, women, and children are being mass murdered. This is going on for so long, and unfortunately, we don't see the end of it. When we are witnessing what is taking place, it is the duty of each and every human being, each and every right-minded person, to stand up and to say no, to do everything we can to educate others and to stop this genocide, stop this brutal occupation. I am representing masses of Jewish people worldwide who are embarrassed by all what is being done supposedly in our name. It is our religion, the Jewish religion, which is being misused to justify all these crimes. This is a true desecration of God's name. We have Jewish delegations, communities in a number of many major cities around the world today, on this Al-Quds Day, standing up and expressing the voice of Jewish people around the world in our opposition to all what is happening in front of our eyes today, what is going on already for months, and what is sadly going on for over 75 years. We say that the State of Israel in no way represents world Jewry, and in no way is condoned by the Jewish religion, the Holy Torah. Killing, stealing, oppressing an entire people, and in our case, which people? The Palestinian people who are kind, respectful, and protected the Jewish people for hundreds of years. This is unacceptable. This is not only a violation of international law. These are violations in Jewish law as well. Yeah. It happens to be that the philosophy of Zionism, this concept of building a sovereign homeland for Jews is in total contrast to basics of Jewish belief. According to Judaism, we the Jewish people are in exile. We are in a divinely decreed exile, which we are forbidden to end by any physical means. This is simple Judaism, what was accepted by all Jews throughout all generations until this movement of Zionism came. We are required by our religion to be loyal citizens in whichever country we reside. Palestine is one example. We are required to live in peace with our neighbors and not wage wars or conflict against anyone. The Jewish people are waiting for the ultimate redemption, which is a spiritual concept unfortunately misused by the Zionist movement. Yay! We are waiting for a spiritual future when the revelation of God's glory will be revealed throughout the universe, when all mankind will form one bond. We say in our high holiday prayers, Vayayusi Chilam, Agidu Echos, La'asos Ritzoin Chubelayv of Shulaim, and all mankind will form one bond to serve you, God, in peace and harmony. This is what we are waiting for. We are waiting from the hand of God to do this, and not me forcing you or anyone forcing anyone. Yeah. This is Zionist propaganda, misusing and distorting the Jewish religion, which is unacceptable. Yeah. Yeah. It is about time that the world wakes up and realizes that what is happening is unjust, is criminal, is inhumane. It is not only if you are Palestinian, not only if it's your brothers, relatives, or loved ones who are being mass murdered in Gaza that you should stand up and oppose it. Not only if you are Jewish and all of this is being done in your name, you should stand up and say no. If you are a human being, If you know what life is all about, if you respect life, if you respect humanity, you should stand up and say, no, this is unacceptable.
No!
Self-defense. The Zionist movement would say self-defense. Defending whom? Defending what? Defending from whom? Nothing started on October 7th, as the Secretary General of the United Nations said. October 7th didn't happen out of a vacuum. None of us are happy with what's happening. All of us are pained when we are seeing bloodshed, when we are seeing loss of lives. But unfortunately, this is a result of the decades-long brutal occupation, which is not in favor of anyone. Unfortunately, we are witnessing an endless cycle of bloodshed where everyone suffers, and this is not supposed to happen, and we need to stop this for the sake of everyone involved.
Yes.
Zionist propaganda will tell you that if you stand up today here across the street of the Israeli consulate, or you do anything against Israel, then you are anti-Semitic. This is ridiculous. Nothing here is anti-Semitic. Nothing is about hate against any people. We are standing up and condemning crimes. Crimes taking place should be condemned, should be stopped, regardless who the ones perpetrating it are. Unfortunately, I'm standing here as a Jewish person, and I'm embarrassed when these crimes are being done by some people of the Jewish faith. We have to understand, masses of Jewish people worldwide oppose Zionism and occupation of Palestine. You cannot call this anti-Semitic. You have to remember, Jewish people lived in Palestine They lived in Palestine in peace. They were respected and protected. You cannot say that Palestinians hate Jews. You cannot say that Muslims have anything against the Jewish people. I, as a Jewish rabbi, I am proud to stand there amongst Muslim people, as I do all the time. And this is an example. We are showing an example to the United States of America. We are sending a message to the world that we lived in peace. We can live in peace. We should live in peace. And we will, inshallah, God willing, live in peace. But we need to understand, we need to realize, we need to study what is the cause to the conflict so we can figure out how the future should be better than what we are witnessing today. We have to understand it is not the difference of religion which is causing conflict. We had differences of religion for the longest time and we lived in peace. It is the occupation of Palestine which destroyed the peace in the region. And unfortunately, we are seeing the consequences spreading throughout the world. On behalf of masses of Jewish people worldwide and in occupied Palestine, we stand there and we condemn the genocide in Gaza. Yeah. We condemn the brutal occupation. We condemn all crimes committed to the Palestinian people. And we demand not only a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, not only the lifting of the blockade in Gaza, not only a two-state solution. We demand an entire free Palestine. From the river to the sea, Palestine should be free. No one should fool you or anyone that from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free has anything to do with the annihilation of the Jewish people, God forbid. This is pure Zionist propaganda. Freeing Palestine is for the freedom of all. It is for the security and safety of all involved. We hope, we pray to Almighty God that this obstacle to peace, this occupation of Palestine, stops in its entirety. We hope and we pray to Almighty God that this stops peacefully with no more suffering of anyone involved. And at that time, we can wait, we can hope to see that beautiful peace that did exist in Palestine. Let's hope we see this in the future. Ultimately, we pray that God's glory be revealed throughout the universe and all mankind serves Him in peace, in harmony, God willing, inshallah. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Free, free Palestine!
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 Could you say the name of the organization?
My name is Rabbi David Feldman with Natura e Karta International.
Free, free,